Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a story that we've been sitting on for a few days now. We actually got this message last week.
Right. Yeah. Normally people message us over the weekend because that's when, you know, you go on the most dates.
Yeah. But we got a DM on Instagram at 98PXY Rochester from Lauren last Thursday. And she boldly went on a date during the polar vortex, by the way. Props for that.
Yeah.
And we've got her on the line right now to tell us what went down. Lauren, you are on for Team PXY Bad Dates. Good morning.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Where do I begin? So, went on my second date with this guy last Wednesday night. We decided to brave the weather, and we went to Apogee for a cozy little wine date.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a very, it's a very cozy spot, especially when it's, you know, right, negative 25 degrees.
Yeah, you want the smaller venues, so, you know, there's
yes,
more body heat.
Yes.
Right. So everything went fine until we went to leave. He walked me into my car.
Gentlemen, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes, and we were standing there facing each other, talking and being, like, really cute and stuff. And then this really big gust of freezing wind hits and blows his toupee off.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on a second. Hold on. People still wear toupees? This is a serious question. This is a thing?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the toupee flies off and not just on the ground, like it flew like 20 feet.
Oh, dear God.
And every time he almost got it, it would blow away a little further.
This poor dude, that is a nightmare.
Oh, my God. That is brutal.
It's like when you see someone chasing their dog.
Yeah.
And like, stop for a second.
Like, yeah.
Really painful to watch.
Oh, okay. So, wait, hold on. So, were you, like, chasing the toupee down with him? Were you trying to help?
Well, at first, I was shocked. I just sort of, like, stare.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something you see every day, I guess.
Right, but then, like, I tried to help him get it, and finally he was able to grab it.
Well, thank
God. Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God. He was so flustered.
Oh,
he seemed like really panicked.
Oh,
and
sure.
He was like, he was stammering things and then just like sort of said, we talk soon, and bolted.
Oh, so he just left.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare for this dude. Have you heard from him since?
No.
Seriously?
I have not.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
I have not. I texted him when I got home, saying I had fun with a smiley face, but he never responded, and that was Thursday night, and it sucks because we really hit it off, and honestly, I don't care if he wears a toupee.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I get that he was embarrassed, but, I mean, if you didn't make a big deal out of it, he definitely shouldn't be ignoring you, like, you didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, it's not your fault the wind blew at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I still can't believe this is like a thing. This guy, is he a time traveler from the 70s? Like, toupees in 2019?
Yeah.
Are they really a thing?
I've never met anyone that wore one. But then again, I mean, I suppose it's not really something you bring up. Like, hey, did you notice my new toupee that I'm wearing?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
my new hairpiece?
That's fair. All right. So do you plan to make any further efforts to reach out? Or are you just going to kind of sort of leave this the way it is?
I was thinking I might reach out one more time now that it's been a few days and the dust has settled.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I almost feel like you should address it when you text him. Like, clearly he feels embarrassed and that's why he's ignoring you and kind of like disappeared. Like, maybe if you just call it out, you know, tell him you don't care that he wears a toupee, like, he'll come around.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that wearing a toupee shouldn't be a problem as far as dating goes, but I don't know why I would treat it this way. I mean, I treat asking women if she's pregnant like kind of the same thing. Just don't address it.
Corey!
Just don't. The guy's embarrassed.
She can't
just
not address it.
The
thing flew off in the wind and he was trying to catch it right in front of her.
No,
and
she absolutely can. He's clearly mortified. I mean, incredibly embarrassed. Like, imagine the moment in your life where you were the most embarrassed. All you want is for people to not ever bring it up again. So, I mean, do you want to make the guy feel worse?
I think if she says it's not a big deal and that it doesn't bother her, then she's debunking the humiliation. She's taking the power away from it. Like, she, you know, she's saying that he has no reason to feel awkward or embarrassed.
Sure. Easy to say that when it's not you.
What do you mean?
I want to bring it up. You can certainly.
If I wore hair extensions and they flew out.
Different. No. It's different though. No, it's you can't even compare those two things. It's apples and oranges. Like, look, you can certainly text him again about hanging out, but I don't know. Just me. I'm probably not addressing that.
All right. So what's the toupee equivalent here, Corey, to your pregnant woman scenario? Is it, you know, you say you wouldn't ask a woman if she was pregnant unless the baby was literally dangling
regions. Not even then, unless she says something.
Would the toupee have to fall in your drink?
A drink around it.
Oh, my God. Would the toupee have to become detached, inhaled into his mouth, and then, like, he's choking on it?
You know, I could perform CPR just fine without addressing the toupee.
There's
no reason. This is dumb.
Oh, my God. You're impossible.
But anyway, Lauren, we are sorry to hear that you've been ghosted, you know, kind of at least temporarily by this guy. And hopefully he'll get over the embarrassment and come around. And hopefully you don't bring it up ever again.
No, Corey.
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah.
I think this whole thing is just silly. I mean, if women can wear hair extensions and hair fillers and wigs and all these different things, I don't see why men would be judged so harshly and have to be so humiliated for wearing a hairpiece if they need to.
All right, so, okay. Well, just real quick. So what you're telling me is that your boyfriend, Bruno Mars, if he wore a toupee, you would be totally fine with that.
Oh, Bruno Mars would go like full on wig. David Bowie, like zero shame.
Again, that's different.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.